From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, the NASCAR season got underway last night with the duels at Daytona. In the first duel, Tyler Reddick took the checkered flag.
Yeah, it's a great way to start off the weekend. Man, this thing is a beast, and it's a great way to kick off the brand new product that NASCAR's got. So go out and get some hard tea, have a good time tonight. I know we are.
Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman, Carson Hocevar, and Eric Jones rounded out the top five. Jimmy Johnson also finished in 12th to qualify for the Daytona 500.
I've never been in a position like this before, and I have such a greater appreciation for everyone before me that's tried to race their way in. And although there's only six more cars, I know at one time there were many more, but it's very stressful. Very thankful that we got this Carvana Toyota in the race.
In the second duel, Chris Bell, Austin Cindric, Denny Hamlin, John Hunter Nemechek, and Harrison Burton made up the top five. Chatham's Ja'Kia Jiggetts was named the Dogwood District Girls Player of the Year yesterday. Jiggetts had a monster season, averaging 21 points, 13 rebounds, and 3.5 steals per game this season. She helped lead Chatham to a second-place finish in the Dogwood District. The 12th-ranked Virginia Tech women's basketball team beat Duke in Blacksburg 61-56 last night. Liz Kitley had a monster night with 34 points and 12 rebounds for the Hokies. Also in women's college basketball last night, Iowa's Caitlin Clark had a monster night to break the women's all-time leading scoring record. Clark needed just 8 points, but went off for 49 in Iowa's 106-89 win over Michigan. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.